Okay.
You had some Christmas music lined up.
I always put some Jingle Bell stuff in around Christmas. I always do that at Christmas.
That's cute.
So, what is it?
In the rain,
1 degree. I no longer have COVID.
Yes.
Though I still feel like I'm getting over a cold.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't feel sick, so.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And, I'm gonna sneeze.
So many people have described this to me.
Yeah.
Because I had to take the car to get fixed.
Yep.
And all the people that come and pick me up and stuff.
Sure.
They're usually staff members over there. And they tell me their stories. And it sounds like this person was telling me that it was the worst they felt. Worst they've ever been sick. Yeah,
it's, you know, at the very worst of it, it was as bad as when I was sick in 2017, but it wasn't as extended, but that's because I'm vaccinated and all that.
Yeah.
But, no, it was rough at times. Like, there was about 36 hours that were horrible. The rest of it was not good, but it wasn't horrible.
Yeah.
You're lying there thinking, oh, I see how this can kill people. That's when it's like, yeah, this is a serious thing I've got. Because it literally occurred to me, it's like, oh, I can see. I can see how this could kill somebody. Sure. It's pretty nasty. But yeah, back to normal. I'm back riding my bike at a normal, almost a normal pace.
And important to me, I never got it. So yay.
So far. Let's hope it doesn't happen that on, you know, about 8 o'clock at night on Christmas Eve, you go, I got kind of a scratchy throat.
No.
No. I hope not either.
No.
I don't wish
that. I don't want that.
No, I don't want you to have it either. Same with John. It's not fun. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I had to avoid you and put a mask on. So many times, you're just walking around like, I don't want this. Get away from me. More than usual.
More than usual,
right,
yeah,
Dave?
Exactly. Get away from me. I don't want this. That's exactly. She's been saying that for 35 years. 35 years. I think "Get Away From Me, I Don't Want This" is a really good title. So I'm going to have to take note right now. Yes. So most of my marking's all done. So that's nice. I have to set stuff up for next term, so I'm going to do that next week. I'll probably go in for a day or two. But when I gave my test, I still, like my final exam on Monday, I still was testing positive.
Yeah.
I wasn't symptomatic, other than the feeling like I'm getting over a cold kind of symptom.
Yeah. It was very faint.
It was, and also, yeah, the line was faint on the test. I don't know if that means anything, but it seemed like it did, because it seems like when I, in the throes of it, like on Tuesday, which was the worst.
Yeah.
Which was physically one of the worst days of my life. I'm not kidding. It was physically. I would have rather had the broken leg, frankly. But anyway, on that day when I did the test, it was like in like 3 seconds. It's right here.
Yes.
So I think it plays. It's something like that, but I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah.
But and also, the rooms in that class, the classrooms in the building I was teaching in or giving the exam in, have great big air filters, eh? Like big industrial sized ones that the biology department bought.
Nice.
So I wasn't that concerned about it for other people.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was something, I'll tell you. It's not something it wasn't fun.
But you got through it.
Yeah. Well, I know I get through it. I mean,
we all got through it.
There was maybe two nights where
it wasn't
I didn't
so bad.
Maybe two nights where I didn't make your dinner.
Yeah, that's about it. We just kept apart.
Yeah, I stayed upstairs and you would watch TV by yourself and I'd watch TV upstairs by myself.
We missed the Christmas party.
We missed the university Christmas party, which was, I really wanted to go. I like to go whenever work is giving out free food and free drinks. But also just, I wanted to go. It's nice to be around people who I like and not worry about work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because I like them as just people, so I was looking forward to having a good time, and then,
Yeah.
However. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was, you know, that was sad. And we had a lot of snow. Was it, when did we get all the snow? Was it Tuesday? Wednesday? We got a lot of snow. And now, and I mean like, you know, 30 centimeters of snow that John and I had to shovel. It took an hour to shovel the driveway. And now it's been raining in like plus five for 3 days.
Yeah.
It looks like March.
We have snow, then it rains. We have snow, then it rains. Yeah.
I think we might end up with the old gray, brown / green / gray Christmas this year, which we haven't had in a long time.
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't remember the last time we had that actually. We've almost had it. But not, yeah. 2005, we almost had a Christmas. Anyway.
Trying to find some cattails because I want to try to make paper over the Christmas holidays.
Right.
I bought a course on Domestika on La Fabrication de Papel.
Okay.
By Juan Barbes.
Juan.
He speaks so fast, and translation app is translating things in a strange way, so I'm thinking, okay, so this weird word that doesn't sound like it belongs there must be this process or this piece of equipment or...
Yeah.
I put it in French. Sometimes it does better.
Does better
in French. Yeah.
See, I find it's like I was watching that World War II show on Netflix, which people should watch. It's good.
Yes.
I was watching it and like I don't know a lot of German. I know a really small amount of German, but there were a couple times when they were doing what's the subtitles?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not all he said.
Yeah, exactly.
He said something else there, and I know what it was.
Something about a beard, and it wasn't mentioned.
That's right, that's one of them. That's one of them, that's right.
Yeah. He made a motion with his hand.
And he also said, I forget what the German word for beard was, but it was something...
Maybe old is like beard, but no, I don't think so.
It could mean that, right? And that happens with... French translations when I can actually understand what they're saying and I'm reading going, no, there's way more detail here. You're missing something. But of course, translation isn't, or interpreting
now
isn't
that
word
to
word.
I translate a lot of videos and I put subtitles myself. I can see how this happens once in a while. Like, it's not going to hinder the understanding of what was being said or the spirit of what was being said.
No, that's the point.
You're like, you don't want to put so many words and you're kind of making these decisions, you know?
Yeah.
So, because being super close to the translation also, it's clunky sometimes.
Well, you think of expressions like when in Mandarin Chinese, when you say hello to somebody, you say, have you eaten yet?
Yes.
Which is what you say when you see anybody. Or if you had tea, it's something like that anyway.
Yeah.
And that really just means, how's it going? Yeah. It's just like, how's it going? Doesn't mean, so how are you really? Sit down and tell me all about it. That's not what that means. It means, hey. So idioms are hard, eh? Idioms are hard.
Yeah.
Because in and somebody's asking you, I mean, are they asking you if you want tea, or are they asking you, how, are they saying, how's it going?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's, but yeah, that show on Netflix is really good. World War II from the front lines, I think it's called?
Yes.
Got some good colorized footage, some good originally color footage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I've really enjoyed it so far. Excuse me. It's like if they updated The World at War, that 25 part, except it's not 25 parts. It's not,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that they're glossing over.
Yeah, of course, it's kind of like if you want to, you're about to take a course on World War II, you're in a history major, and you're starting out, and you have an understanding of World War II, but you might not have the full picture.
Sure.
From the Japanese, from the Russian, from Italy, like, it gives you the overall big story and the main points, and it doesn't speak of specific battles here in Melbourne, maybe a little bit of Juno Beach, V-Day kind of thing, a little bit, but not really, like, it doesn't do that military kind of, the Russians were coming to the left bank and stuff like that, so you get kind of the full story, and then you can break it down. But what was amazing is that it came from this documentary feel of people holding cameras, and sometimes it's very shaky, you know, but it's somebody that's filming while they're on a tank or in a Jeep or in a plane, and that's, you're right, like, you're getting it, you know. And at one point, you're not there yet, but the speaker and the documentary image merges and comes together in one instance where it's an actual footage, you know,
right,
and you see the survivor, and you know, it's really amazing.
I bet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see you later. I guess you get your phone. I can message you.
Yep.
These bags here. However, I still don't have to wear winter clothes, which is nice. It's like 1 degree. All right. Okay, well. Yeah, hello. Okay. Jesus Christ, that took a long time.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Was it a long lineup?
It's all kinds of things. It's December the 16th. It's going to be busy in the grocery store. It's not,
yeah.
But it's not. There's a lot of running around. Oh boy.
Sorry about that.
Is it your fault? Don't worry about it. Not your fault. But yeah, it was a lot of it was running around to get things because John wants things for when we have Christmas Eve, and I did most of that shopping this week instead of next.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons it was crazy.
Yeah.
However, I cashed points in this week, so groceries were $23.
Oh yeah, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which means the groceries were $473, by the
way. Oh, jeez.
But, because I had 450 in points.
Unbelievable.
Well, but I also bought a ton of stuff that's all special things. Like, it's not, this. That's not a normal grocery shopping.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in there. Ugh. Anyway, so here we are. Jesus. And it was like, sometimes it's like looking and then John puts something on the shopping list and I think, do we actually have that or a product just like it and we don't need the brand name he looks for?
Yeah.
So I've also got to do a little bit of that and think, you know. So there was also a couple of cases of people just standing, doing that thing where people have a stop and have a conversation right in front of the thing that Dave wants to get.
Yes.
It happened a couple times. So, I mean, it wasn't horrible. I've been in way worse. If it was really busy, that would have been awful. I got my favorite cashier right away, so that was good. She commented on how, she said, well, where's your big bag? The one that ripped? Like, she knows my bags. That's how often I've gone to that cashier, which was kind of great. But I bought stuff to make homemade bits and bites.
Oh,
as well, so there's that.
We'll be gone by tomorrow.
Well, I hope not. I think I'll probably hide them like I usually have to do. But yeah.
It's fiber, so I guess I can have that.
We don't need all of them, but yeah. It's, well, there's also, there's oil in it. It's not like it's a completely fat-free thing. Because the way you make the stuff stick.
Vegetable oil?
Yeah, I could use vegetable oil.
Yeah, I can have that. Salt, I think. That's bad for me.
Right. The thing about salt, too, is it's not as a huge a deal if you haven't had a heart attack.
Yeah, no, right? I know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know, but it hardens your arteries over time, and that's the combination of...
Yeah, I get it.
Hardening with the plaque buildup. You know, my mom had a lot of problems, and so I just want to avoid it if I can.
Oh, totally.
You know, but if I cannot, then that's what it is. It is what it is.
Well, it's also the case that, you know, don't, you know, moderation and moderation and all that stuff too, now and then.
Yeah.
Now and then, right? So,
well, I figure I've caught about 7 or 8 products that I just, I'm trying to not have.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that goes.
Right.
If it lowers my bad cholesterol. And then if needed, then the other stuff will come, you know?
Yep.
Because open heart surgery and stents and stuff like that.
Oh, that's sure. Yeah.
That's not my preference.
Well, no, I don't think it's anybody's preference. You should hope that if it does happen, though, that at some point that Dr. McCoy's there saving some whales, just give you a pill.
The that'd be great.
Fundoscopic examinations. What is this? Middle Ages? Hey, but Spock, you green-blooded half-breed.
Yeah, and that's... I mean, it totally makes sense. She said it was lifestyle. Like, so, yeah. Lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I just have to move more. So right. I started doing little videos on the TV. And
good.
Try to do 10 to 15 minutes every day.
Yeah.
You know, just get it out of the way.
Sure.
It's like that Metamucil. Just get it out of the way, you get your fibers, and your life can go on. You know?
Right.
It's more like that. Solutions like that is just so much better than worrying about every detail and calculating. And that's not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, totally. Right. This is, I don't want it to be nice. Like, I don't necessarily want a whole bunch of snow for Christmas. I'm not like that. No, I want a white Christmas. I have to shovel white Christmas, so I don't really want white Christmas necessarily. Boy, this lane's bad, eh? But, I'd be perfectly happy with it staying like this.
This is the Michaud thaw right now.
That's right. It's one of the there's one all the time. See, Isabel, if you're
it's
late,
a million Michaud thaws.
If you're new to the show, at one point Isabel claimed there was a thing called a January thaw.
Yes.
Like that. And I said, I don't think that's true. I think it's when it happens, people just call it that. But I don't think it's an actual phenomenon.
Yeah.
And we looked it up and we couldn't find anything definitive. But now, whenever it gets even remotely above freezing in the winter, that's what we call a Michaud thaw. That's so.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've got, it's raining too. I hate rain. But, you know, like you said, you have to shovel it, so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know.
We watched, did we talk about this show?
What show?
We watched?
The World War II show?
Yeah.
Yes.
We talked about that.
To the listener just moments ago. Yes.
What else?
You're almost done NYPD Blue, right? Which you started like 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
powering through it. She's watched like 250 episodes of NYPD Blue.
It's like I'm watching it for the overlook of the past, like from the 90s to the early 2000s.
It ends in 05, right?
It's just kind of, my life has been parallel a bit to it, and it's kind of the rise of the technology, and
sure,
it's just like a change in mentalities as well. So it's like, okay, I'm following along for that. I'm checking like sort of like a social studies kind of sociology.
Right. Oh, I get that. I do podcasts about TV shows like that, so I understand. Yeah, it's, I was thinking, I think that show's been on everywhere that we've lived.
And Sipowicz may as well be your dad, so.
Sometimes the things he says, it just sounds like it's my father speaking. And it's mostly the sarcastic comebacks he has to people.
The angry.
And like the angry, sarcastic, like, I have no time for assholes kind of start.
There was one scene that just made me laugh for like 10 minutes. And it was just a simple, like, the openers are often very interesting before the credits.
Yeah, the cold open, yeah.
There's a swimmer that was training for some race, a marathon of some kind, and he was wearing a little bathing suit, and Sipowicz was like, can you get a blanket for this guy? Like, what is that all about? It was bothering him. Like, he sees the worst crime scenes.
Yeah.
You know, and this bothers him. And then the sit up, and then Sipowicz says uncle, and he just walks away. And I laughed at that for 10 minutes.
That's pretty funny. So that's what you were laughing at yesterday. I heard you just howling with laughter downstairs.
Yeah, it's so dumb, you know? Like, that's often, like, people wonder what makes me laugh. There's all kinds of reasons that for something to be funny.
Sure, of course.
You know? It's like, oh, you recognize yourself in what somebody is saying, and you've had that happen to you so many times, so you start, you know, giggling.
No, exactly. Exactly. No, it's, I don't know what, I've been watching all kinds of different stuff.
John did well in your course,
he did,
right?
He did. He
ended up with a 70.
He would have got a 70 in the class. Now, he didn't write the paper, so if I made an alternative assignment for him, which I wouldn't.
She did, right?
Yes. But yeah.
You taught him through that, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, no, he's getting something out of it. There's no. You go ask him about. There's certain parts of the brain you can ask him about. He can tell you all about them.
Yeah. I think that's amazing.
He can tell you in broad strokes what the different lobes do.
Yeah.
He can tell you the parts of a neuron. He can tell you the, you know, he's not at a place yet where he could do that by himself, but I think he might get there in a couple years.
Yeah.
I really do.
It's really like being part of a community and
that's
developing your own skills.
That's right.
That's fantastic. No, I'm so he's thankful that this worked out.
Yeah.
Hopefully next one will work out like that.
It shouldn't
as well.
I don't think it'll be a problem. I don't see why it would be. It's gonna be he's doing it with
it
me
continues.
Again. So it shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, there he
is. Speaking of John,
ready
here
to
he is
come and help.
Take stuff in. Alright, we will see you in the future.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer, pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, well, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all,